Hello, this is Vera Myrna, and you're listening to Track 10, Get Paid to Have Sex. Now, before we begin, there is some explanations that need to be made. I'm not encouraging anyone into any illegal activity. My goal for you is for everything you do in your life to be profitable, because inspiration and good ideas can come from anywhere. Many times I get asked, how do we use sex and orgasmic energy to help manifest? Orgasmic energy is a big release of pure life force energy, and many people want to know how to cultivate that. There are many ways to do this. However, easy button healing makes it very, very easy and doesn't require years of practice to get this down. If you would like to use orgasmic energy to manifest, here's what you do. You say what you desire, such as, I intend to use my orgasmic energy for fill in the blank. And that can be to increase book sales, to increase metabolism, to improve a health issue, whatever you want to use it for manifesting. And then you use the creation tool, the manifesting tool, let's have that. So I'll give you the whole rundown to give you a whole example. I intend to use this orgasmic energy to have more book sales now. Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. And that's how you would use it. So you would set that intention as I just demonstrated, and then you would do the fun part and not have to worry or focus about keeping your manifestation in your mind. It's already taken care of. It's already programmed in. If you have any questions about this, feel free to contact me. I'm here for you. And now we're going to get to the rapid fire clearing part. So if you're able to close your eyes, please do so. Imagine a light of pure source energy coming down into your head, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to go down your throat, your shoulders, your arms and fingers, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to go into your chest, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to go into your stomach and hips, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to go into your legs and your feet, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to go to the center of the planet, connecting with pure source energy there. Allow that light at the center of the planet to bounce back up your feet, up your legs, up your hips, filling you in with pure source energy and balancing and grounding you. Allow that light to go up your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to go down your arms and fingers, filling you in with pure source energy. Allow that light to come up to your throat, in your head, filling you in with pure source energy. Now take that pure source energy and expand it out past your body, past the room you're in, past the country you're in, past the planet, and as far out as you want to go. At this point, you're welcome to keep your eyes closed or you're welcome to open them. All you really need to do is to remember to breathe as all these healings take place. What would it take to get paid to have sex? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere benefiting from having sex makes you feel slutty or like a prostitute or worse, or is bringing up anything negative for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you've been wired to associate sex with anything negative, including feeling bad about yourself, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to feel comfortable talking about sex and having it? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere sex sells and you hate that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any resistance to using sex to sell, if that's what your guidance tells you to do to help you promote your products and services, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere people flirt with the boss or sleep with the boss to get ahead, and everywhere that bothers you, everywhere you did do that and felt bad about it, and anywhere you refused to do it and were punished for it, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere anyone tried to use sex to have power over you, or control you, or manipulate you, and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere something you loved and brought you joy was taken away from you because you didn't want to have sex, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any sexual harassment and all the reasons why, including karma and lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere your feelings were hurt or you felt misled from what was supposed to be harmless flirting, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere harmless flirting makes you feel guilty or weird or uncomfortable, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you've ever had a partner that was a compulsive flirt and it made you feel insecure and have trust issues and everything related to that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the ethical issues coming up for using flirting to get what you want, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to use your charisma to get what you want, guilt-free, with ease and grace? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything blocking your true magnetism, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any lifetime you or anyone in your lineage was a prostitute or sex worker and everything attached to that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any lifetime that involved human trafficking and all the shock, trauma, and drama associated with that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any lifetime you cut off someone's genitals or worse, and anywhere they did that to you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything you ever did that was so horrific and unforgivable that you buried it, hoping you'd never be discovered and everything attached to that, and all the energy used to cover it up instead of using it to manifest new things, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you'd rather hold on to and hide the horrific and unforgivable things you've done or have been done to you, rather than to let it all go right now and be free of it forever and to know it is all forgiven, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to forgive yourself and to know that nobody, including God Source Universe, wants you to suffer because of the choices you've made? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to give yourself a clean slate and to know that God, Source, Universe will take care of anyone that has ever been temporarily hurt by your actions and to know that all is well? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere your parents or caretakers stuffed their energy in you to prevent you from having sex and to prevent you from having your individual thoughts, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the awkward sex talks from your parents or from your teachers at school, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the bad advice you've ever read from magazines or seen on TV or the media, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you had sex to punish or rebel against your parents, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any part of you on any level that is still rebelling against something, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere the thought of your parents having sex is gross, creeps you out, disgusts you, and anything else that comes up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere the thought of people you perceive as physically unattractive or old or elderly having sex is gross, creeps you out, disgusts you, and anything else coming up for you, Let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. What would it take to have allowance for all kinds of people that like to have sex? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anywhere, if you have kids, you can't accept the fact that one day they might have sex, and anywhere the thought of them dating terrifies you, and anywhere you turn down their life force, knowingly or accidentally, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you don't feel sexy or were told you weren't and everything attached to that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to know that you are sexy? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to feel safe, right, and good to be sexy? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were rejected and you took it personally and anywhere it weakened any of your energy, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere marriage and commitment is bad for the sex life, and anywhere you expect sex to get more boring and mundane the longer you are with a partner, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you had sex to get love and attention and didn't think you'd be loved if you decided you weren't ready, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were pressured or forced into sexual acts, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the rape and sexual abuse for you, your lineage, your past lives, no matter which side you were on, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're tuned in and plugged into all of the abuse in the mass consciousness and matrix, and anything that doesn't allow you to permanently disconnect from those lower emotions, dimensions, and vibrations, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the fear of getting pregnant or getting a disease, and anywhere that did happen and everything connected with that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were ever accused of rape or abuse, whether you were guilty or innocent, and anywhere you accuse anyone else, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere this topic is making you feel squeamish, uneasy, traumatized, triggered, and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're doing your parents' version of sex and ethics, and that's not working for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you weren't allowed to express yourself sexually, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you had kids and now you don't know how to be sexy anymore and to be sexual, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any fear that you're going to mess up your kids somehow or screw them up or make them need lots of therapy, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere if you dressed a certain way or acted a certain way, it was perceived negatively and slutty or worse, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were being nice and it was perceived as being flirty and inviting in a way you didn't intend or want, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you can't say no physically or energetically to unwanted advances, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you did say no and it wasn't respected or honored for whatever reason, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you attract people that don't respect your boundaries and your body, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything that makes your boundaries weak for whatever reason, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere anyone used rumors of sex to destroy your reputation or blackmail you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you weren't in the mood and forced yourself to be in the mood to appease your partner and any locked energies associated with that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were told you were too sexual and you turned yourself and your life force down or off, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any sex blocks that block your full life force, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the hurt feelings involved from having partners with different levels of libido than you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any Stockholm syndrome, known or unknown, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you wanted to hurry up and be an adult and did adult things before you were mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ready for them, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were targeted by a predator and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any karma related to sex that's not favorable, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the energies related to abuse, miscarriages, unethical behaviors for you, your lineage, and ancestry, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the energies related to abuse, miscarriages, unethical behaviors for you and your lifetimes, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything blocking your creativity and flow, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere sex is dirty and wrong on any level, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you need alcohol or liquid courage in order to have sex, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're abusing alcohol and drugs in any way, so you don't have to be responsible for your choices and impulses, and anywhere that's in the lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any imprints of certain sexual encounters, including your first time, that have wired you in a way that doesn't really serve you and isn't in alignment with your highest and bestest good, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere masturbation or self-pleasure is a sin and wrong, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere anyone has ever used the Bible against your choices and your sex life, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the shame and other negative emotions linked to sex, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're using fetishes as a coping mechanism and everything at the root of that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere only certain things excite you and your unique tastes make other people judge you and you don't like it, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere someone caught you having sex or masturbating and you were embarrassed or any other negative emotion where you got in trouble for it and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you're embarrassed or experiencing any other negative emotion about how long you stayed a virgin, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere when you lost your virginity, you felt like you lost a part of you that you can never get back, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to have your purity back now if you want it back? Let's have that. Anything that does not allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere a lack of experience and multiple partners make you feel embarrassed or ashamed or worse, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you've had a high number of partners and feel embarrassed or worried people will judge you for it in a negative way, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere if a man has many partners, he is a stud and celebrated, and anywhere if a woman does the same, she is shunned and considered to have loose morals or called names, and all the cultural biases. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any names you've been called and anywhere it's stuck energetically, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any cultural sexual identities that don't really serve you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you saw sex on television or the movies, and it shocked and traumatized you on any level and made your energy weak, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you defined sexual energy and life force as something separate, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to realize that sexual energy and life force are really the same thing and to have full understanding of that? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere growing up, you were told to turn down your sexualness because you weren't of the legal consenting age yet. Everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were a child bride in any lifetime and everything related to that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you didn't want a past lover to be happy with anyone else, and anywhere you put blocks in their energy system to prevent them from experiencing pleasure in any lifetime, and anywhere it was done to you and everything connected to all that, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you took on a partner's energy, blocks, karma, and anything else from intercourse, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Everywhere it felt like your life went downhill after a certain relationship, and all the reasons why, including taking on their stuff and everything they triggered in you, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you attract partners that aren't sexually compatible and all the reasons why, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the physical pain, trauma, and shock from sex, even if it was consensual, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you felt violated and all the negative cumulative effects of that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere having sex made you decide you were impure, used up, or worse, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere having sex lowered your self-worth, self-esteem, and self-respect for whatever reason, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere pregnancy was used as glue to try to keep the relationship together for you or anyone in your lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you were forced to have kids when you really didn't want them in any lifetime and anywhere that's in the lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any negative emotions and patterns that were transferred to you while you were in the womb and everywhere this happened to your own children, everything that is for everyone involved, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any shock, trauma, and drama, including energy trapped in the body from being born and giving birth in any lifetime and lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you wanted to be a parent in any lifetime, including this one, and didn't find the right partner in time or are still currently looking, and anywhere it feels like a hole in your heart, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you didn't get the love you wanted from a parent or caretaker and are spending your adult life trying to fill that hole, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you still desire kids and were told you were too old to have them now, and anywhere you decided it's too late for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any grief or loss of a child or loved one, either from death or them growing up and moving on, and everywhere that brings you sadness or a bittersweet feeling, and anything else heavy coming up from that, from any lifetime and lineage, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere if you're not perpetually sad from that loss, you're dishonoring and disrespecting their memory, and anything that keeps you grieving longer than you need to be, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to have young and healthy ovaries and organs, no matter what your age? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you are a nun or a priest, and anywhere there are any vows of celibacy still running that aren't serving you in this lifetime, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any perpetual shame or worse that keeps repeating itself for all eternity, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything blocking your lower chakras from functioning at optimal levels, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you had sex for the wrong reasons, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to use your sexual energy to help you manifest with ease and grace? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you can't be your full sexual self now because it would be inappropriate for being in public or in the workplace, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to feel safe, right, and good to have your sexual energy running at optimal levels? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to attract the right sexual partners and manifestation partners for you? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to enjoy sex if you choose to have it? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything blocking you from experiencing the fullest state of pleasure available to you and having wonderful orgasms now? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you orgasmed from an unpleasant experience, so now there's many negative emotions linked to having orgasms, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you had an orgasm and a partner made you feel bad or made fun of you and made fun of the noises and faces that you made involuntarily, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to experience positive orgasms with ease and grace? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you decided you could only orgasm from very specific circumstances or only with certain partners, everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any emotions at the root of PMS, PMDD, low libido, sex addiction, erectile dysfunction, sexually transmitted diseases, and anything else coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any sexual addiction and destructive energies, and all the entities that attracts for you and your lineage, and everything that is, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything else that's coming up for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything that prevents you from being mature when it comes to sex, and anywhere you're mentally a teenager or younger in a negative way, and anything preventing your energy from growing up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any misunderstandings on what is masculine energy and what is feminine energy, and anywhere you can't have both, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to have the right balance of masculine and feminine energy in each and every moment with ease and grace on autopilot? let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to allow your orgasms to automatically euthan you and heal you and strengthen your body? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to attract people that make you feel good about your body and sexiness? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take for sex and orgasms to get better with age? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take for sex and orgasms to perpetually get better and better and more pleasurable and fun and profitable and anything else you would like? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take to attract partners or for your current partner to be open to the sexual experiences your heart desires? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What would it take for sex to always fulfill you on all levels, including mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and beyond? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Okay, taking a nice deep breath and congratulate yourself on a job well done. We cleared a lot of energy, so be very easy on yourself and make sure that you're getting a good night's sleep and drinking plenty of water. If you have any questions, you can always contact me. My name is Vera Myrna and you can contact me at my website. It's veramirna.com, which is VeraMirna.com. Thank you and have a blessed day. Bye.